During my growing up years in a small farming community in southwestern Iowa, I had a friend who, as far as I was concerned, held some very strange religious beliefs. Now, I don't mean he was a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Hindu, and he wasn't a member of any sort of a cult. No, he went to a church that was quite prominent in that part of the Midwest. I don't think he ever missed a Sunday. But what seemed strange to me was his religion didn't carry over into his daily life. Oh, sure, I didn't know much about religion, but it seemed to me that there should be some connection between the two. Every Saturday night, he and I would buy some beer and carouse around. His language was just as bad as the rest of us. In fact, you couldn't tell him from the crowd, except on Sunday morning. When the rest of us were recovering from the night before, he would be sitting in church. Somehow, he had gotten the idea that attending church would wipe the slate clean, and God would overlook his actions for another week. I asked him about it one day, and he told me God was only concerned with certain religious activities. If he took part in these, everything was okay. I didn't know anything, so I took what he said at face value. But since I've become a Christian, it's obvious my friend was dead wrong. The Bible tells the story of King Saul, who disobeyed the Lord and then tried to make up for his sin by performing a religious ritual, much like my high school buddy. But the prophet Samuel told Saul he was mistaken. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices or in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice. My friend, don't make the same tragic mistake. Attending church on Sunday will not save you. It's by the grace of God that you and I are saved, not by works, but by the undeserved kindness of God Himself. And what does God ask of us, His children? To hear His word and obey. God wanted obedience from King Saul, and He requires the same from you and me today. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.